What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, and I'm with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
What happened this past Saturday morning, Kathy?
We had an earthquake.
Tell us what happened.
What else we happened?
Yeah, so describe
it. I woke up, and I started feeling the whole house shaking, and I jumped up, and I said, it's an earthquake, and Mark was half asleep, and he was like, and then, of course, then immediately, which is really ironic, because our kids, we can never get them out of bed. They both jumped out of bed and came downstairs. So at least that's the way to wake them up, I guess, is to have an earthquake to get them up in the morning.
Well, it's rare.
It's rare for them to get out of bed like that.
So I don't have the exact date here, but when Kathy and I, probably when we first got married, it was 2000.
It's before Mass.
Three or four or five, somewhere there. And it was probably about 5 a.m. And it was a lot worse earthquake than what this one was. I remember it originated out of Fort Payne, Alabama. And I could feel like a wave. It was just coming. The intensity was like getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And then as the intensity, I guess, peaked, then it started getting less intense. It was like almost like a wave coming through. And all Kathy had all these, I guess they're perfume bottles, and they were rattling. The ceiling fan was moving, and Kathy sat up in the bed. She's like, "What was that?" And I said, "It's got to be an earthquake." And what did you say, Kathy?
I said, "No, it's not."
She said, "It is not an earthquake." What could it possibly be? The whole house is shaking, and so she refuted the fact that it was an earthquake for some reason, right? So,
well, after the fact, was I even put on the news? I'm like, "It's not on the news." This is probably almost, what, 20 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, and then, of course, this time around, because I had been in the last one, I knew it was the earthquake, but this one I felt, I guess I took more of this one. It meant more this time because I could feel it. I felt it more, woke me up, so.
Yeah, the last one we had was worse.
Yeah, and it might have shaken the stuff more than this one, but it still shook the whole house, so that was an incredible experience, but it was also eye-opening. Like, what was that? I know there was stuff on Facebook that I looked at that said people were like, what was that? Was it there was an explosion? Was there some type of something flying over their house? But and everybody caught the consensus. Everybody knew it was an earthquake. So it was definitely eye-opening.
The last earthquake, we didn't have social media.
No, we did not.
So we didn't really know. This time it was almost instantaneous. Yes, I mean, I went on YouTube and people already made a complete video about what happened.
Uh-huh. So a lot of people had their Ring cameras or their outside cameras that they were actually putting the footage from it. And I thought that was interesting, just seeing it too, because like we were away from it, but in Maryville, Tennessee, where that one is supposed to have been started, they had a lot of people posting stuff there, and it was definitely much more intense than what we had.
I think that's where the epicenter was. Mm-hmm. So, we talk about, you know, insurance today, and so everybody will know, and we've tried to communicate with people, our earthquake is not automatically covered on your homeowner's policy,
and
on
flood.
Your property policy.
And flood.
Neither is flood.
Yep.
So, in fact, we've already had signs that were made, and we have on our walls in our offices that need to notice that earthquake and flood are not covered.
Right.
So let's talk about where we are. I think the person that studies earthquake is a seismologist. Is that right, Kathy?
I guess so.
So back in, I remember being in Charleston, South Carolina. We would go vacation there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we were on some kind of tour or what, but like, you know, you get in the horse and buggy and go through town and, you know, I was a kid.
Fun.
I was probably bored to death. I think this was before. Actually, we did that too, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
We did that, yeah. I don't remember if they talked about the earthquake when we were together.
They did. That.
Mm-hmm. So there were.
And also they had that hurricane there.
Yeah, that was Hugo, I do believe. Mm-hmm. So we were looking at this tour, and there's places in the walls where they basically bolted the walls together because there was an earthquake there August 31st of 1886. Mm-hmm. It was a magnitude, according to Wikipedia, 6.9 to 7.3. So that's a pretty
that's pretty
good intense, size earthquake. Yeah. It attributed to 60 deaths, it says online here.
Right.
What were you going
to
say, Kathy?
Well, I mean, the big thing we're talking about is, you know, we're trying to just definitely make sure people are aware that earthquake is not covered. You can endorse on some different carriers. We'll look at it differently, but some will let you endorse the policy to include that, but it's at a percentage. And people don't understand that. The flood, of course, everybody knows about that too. But I mean, if it's a mudslide or flood or, you know, earthquake,
or a landslide.
These things are not normally covered on your normal homeowner's policy without endorsements or a separate policy. The other thing about flood, just to bring that up too, is people think they get one flood policy for just one structure. There's times where you have numerous structures on your premises. You might have to have numerous policies for that too.
So what you're saying,
yeah,
they do get one policy for one structure.
Right, but not for all.
You've got to have,
it's not like your,
it's not like a homeowner's policy, right, where you get a, you know, you got another structure that's 10% of your homeowner's value that you get automatically covered. This, the flood policy doesn't do that.
Right.
The most you can get on the flood policy is I believe it's $250,000 and $100,000 on contents. And you can go out to an excess market and get excess flood insurance. But that's the National Flood Insurance Program's maximums. So another earthquake that happened, so that was South Carolina. Weird, I said it was 1886.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1811, there was December 16th, there was the New Madrid earthquake. And this one always has kind of fascinated me. It says here that these two earthquakes, it happened like a aftershock as well. This was a 7.2 to 8.2. And this we're talking about Tennessee. We're not talking about, you know, out in Alaska or something. We're talking about,
I mean, we're on a fault line.
Yeah,
I mean, people
this is an area
we're on a fault line.
This is the New Madrid fault line, I do believe. There's also a Brevard fault line that we're on top of.
Right.
So what was intriguing about this was that,
of course, this, California knows about earthquakes too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. So these two series of earthquakes remain the most powerful earthquakes to hit the contiguous United States east of the Rocky Mountains in recorded history. So what I couldn't believe was that Kathy's uncle had told me about a place called Real Foot Lake. And you can go in there and you can, Google this. And this lake was formed by the earthquake. It was actually the Mississippi River was diverted. I heard at one point it even ran backwards. I don't know if that's exactly true at all. But it formed an actual lake. And I got thinking today, like, you know, these earthquakes that happened in South Carolina, in Tennessee, happened back in the 1800s. And today, like, what if? What if this was to happen? I particularly worry about all the customers that we insure that are on the size of mountains. We've had, you know, landslides, mud flows. All these things here are disturbing to me as an agency owner because it's one of those things that you just kind of, I don't know, sweep under the rug. It's not happening. The chances are very small of it happening. But it's almost like the situation we're dealing with in Clay County where we had this spillway project where everybody knows about now. It's almost like what if kind of thing. I mean, it's almost like the odds of having the lake or the spillway or dam fail is very, very, very small, I think. And I think likewise with earthquakes and a major flood, even though we had Helene last year, it could be a 500, 1,000-year event, possibly, some of these things happening.
Right.
However, we just had one back in 1800. So I don't know. There's no way to predict an earthquake. We don't know. Well, not that I know of, anyway. I mean, I think they are kind of random. Even at, we were at Yellowstone. That was, that whole area there is just a big volcano.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that seismologists may be able to predict an imminent earthquake when it's getting ready to happen or a volcano, but sometimes they just happen and there's no warning and there's no rhyme or reason to why they happen. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back after our break today, and we're talking about our recent earthquake that we had, little tremor, and how that's covered on your insurance, or how it's not covered on your insurance unless you buy a specific insurance for that. My name is Mark Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are in Georgia and 2 are in North Carolina. You can find us on More Insurance Services, Inc. is actually located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, and in Hayesville, North Carolina. We are located in Blairsville across from Home Depot, next to the post office and the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're on a separate wing there with South State Bank there in Blairsville. So come by and see us for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee. Actually located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location, which is our main hub, is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West there in Hayesville. Come by and see us in Hayesville for your insurance needs there as well. Then we have another location. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. Is actually on 64, also Highway 64 in Murphy there, right past So Good's restaurant and Arby's there on the left. So come by and see us there. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of Moore Insurance. It's located between Burger King and United Community Bank there on the main drag there. And come by and see us there as well. You can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can also join our team. You can also fill out an application there if you'd like to get into insurance. We are hiring, as well as you can make payments, and you can check out not only our different locations, our different entities as well on the website.
Okay. So we've been talking today about, you know, since our recent earthquake, about, you know, making awareness that earthquake is not automatically covered on your homeowner's policy or property policy.
Right.
If you can, you have to buy a special coverage for that, because obviously it's called earthquake endorsement. Most of the times the deductible is going to be a percentage of your home value, might be 5%. So it's a pretty steep deductible. I mean, if you got $1 million house, you know, $50,000 deductible, at least you've got some kind of coverage there for earthquake. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said before the break, I feel kind of, it's very unlikely to have one. Just like our whole Chattoog Dam project here going on, it's probably very unlikely the dam's going to flood. But what if it did?
They didn't think that was going to happen in Asheville either, did they?
I'm torn about that dam thing. I don't know. I think it's bad if they can't come up with a way to not drain the lake, at least for, if they can work on it. That's going to kill our economy here. I mean, we have a lot of people insured on the lake, and I think it's dangerous. Nobody's talked about this, I don't think, but I think that there's going to be obstacles or obstructions that are, you can see them in the wintertime even. There's even old trees that are still out there in the lake, especially around the Macedonian Church. And I'm afraid having the lake drawn down, people are still going to try to be using the lake for recreation. And then you're going to have somebody who's going to get hurt when the lake's low. There's going to be, you can run aground, you can hit an obstacle. And I think it's going to be dangerous from a life standpoint. But alternatively, it's going to be dangerous if the dam were to leak. But I'm just not really concerned about it. We did add, people don't remember this either, maybe, or maybe they do, but there was about 20 foot of, I guess they built the dam about 20 foot. Well, it used to be lower, so that they have done some already things to the dam to help protect us. And I know that, you know, flood is a concern. And I think earthquake and flood sort of go, not from a cause of loss standpoint, but from a coverage standpoint on insurance policy, they kind of go hand in hand, because they're both, the chances of happening are pretty small. And then also they're both excluded under the insurance policy. And that's something that people need to be aware of. in a flood zone, there's what's called, you know, it's called adverse selection in the insurance world. And what that means is, who's going to buy flood insurance, Kathy?
Typically people that are on the coast.
They're in flood zones.
Right.
So what happens is that from an insurance standpoint, you can't spread the risk out.
Right.
Somebody on top of the mountain on Double Knobs is not going to buy flood insurance. I mean, if we had a flood, you need to get an ARC, right? Because it's going to be the chances.
Well,
we
were talking about this briefly just a few minutes ago with Packy. There was a issue in Peaks Creek in Franklin quite a few years ago where a whole subdivision slid off the side of the mountain. And it was determined basically that it was flood, and it wasn't, you know, it was a mudslide, it was flood. It wasn't an earthquake, it was flood. And these people didn't have any coverage for that, and they weren't even thinking that they would have an issue with flood being on top of a mountain. And that's what people don't realize. Oh, that shouldn't happen, or that wouldn't happen. But we can't, you know, from our perspective, trying to insure you, we're trying to avoid all the exposures that you possibly might have, you know, in good conscience, have to tell you that these things have happened. We have documentation. We know about these claims. We've heard about the horror stories of different people. We've seen Helene now, the flood. These things do happen, and unfortunately, your normal homeowner's policy will not cover these other things without us talking to you, without us endorsing your policy or writing a separate policy for flood. If you're not in a flood zone or on a creek or on any type of the possibility there's a lake, you will not have, you know, it won't be very expensive at all to get an actual flood policy. Some mortgagees will require it. I've had to write a couple of people on top of mountains, and they thought it was crazy, but the mortgagee required it, and so we did write it. But that's because they made them, not because they wanted to. But I don't think people think about the possibilities of things that could possibly happen. But I do think with all the things, recent things happening here, it makes people be more aware of these situations. And most importantly, you have to realize those things have not automatically covered, and you have to, you know, contact your agent. And we are trying to get the word out as much as possible to protect yourself and educate you, so you know these things, so you're not, you know, completely blindsided and not realize you didn't have coverage for this. So again, talk to your local agent. If you don't have one, you need to probably get one. But you know, we'd love to help you with any type of insurance questions or needs. So we are available for that. But again, it's better you know than not know.
That's exactly right. And that goes not only for this, but any of your coverages.
Correct.
But be involved in your insurance coverage. Know what you
yes.
got. Know what you don't have.
Right.
Because you don't want to have a surprise when something's not covered. I was thinking about, you know, Kathy, I was getting ready to say this already, but call your agent. There's a fix to both these problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have earthquake, you can get earthquake coverage
yes.
in our area.
Unless the carrier doesn't do it, you can get another carrier.
You can get another carrier. That's something you can get.
Yes.
You can find it. You can get flood insurance.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about California, about earthquake. I don't know. I mean, that whole state's just like, it's just disaster. You got the mm-hmm. wildfires. You've got the earthquakes.
Yeah.
It's just, would be extremely hard place to probably, you're trying to just even get insurance, I would imagine, in some places
right.
in California. I have a consultant that comes out and works for our agency, and he also works with a California agency. And one company left, and the agency had to roll over, which means to, okay,
right.
yeah, all the coverage is being canceled with this particular company,
right.
non-renewed. Yeah, it wasn't really canceled, they didn't renew your policy. So now you got to find another policy. The agency had 12,000 homeowners' policies to go back and rewrite. Like, I couldn't imagine the stress of trying to find the coverage and also the resources it would take within the agency to be able to even
right.
accomplish that task.
Right.
But people were desperate even to find coverage in these situations. And I think you're going to see people continue to move out of areas that we can't find coverage. And also you're dealing with, say, Florida, the cost of insurance is exorbitant. I know it's expensive here, but not nearly
nothing
as bad
like
as Florida.
That. Yeah.
And then you've got also, as a side note, you've got property taxes to pay. So I think our area is a very good area when it comes to, you know, what the insurance cost is. I mean, I know it's high. I know people don't like paying it. But, you know, in North Carolina particularly, it's a lot better than what Georgia is when
yeah.
it comes to this.
Just for the record, no one likes to pay for high insurance. None of us. We don't even like to pay for it. I mean, that's the thing. People say stuff to us all the time. And we pay for all of our insurance. We get it, too. You know, we have young drivers in the household or different things. it's all, we're all having the same story at this point. Yeah. So
I think we're getting ready to wrap up the show today, but yes. I think it was pretty obvious that earthquake is not covered and flood is not covered,
right.
But you can fix that. You can get coverage.
You can get it.
Call your agent.
Yes.
Talk to your agent about it and
get
a price to, I think Kathy and I do. We do have earthquake coverage on our house.
We just
bought it. And so we want to make sure.
We practice what we preach.
We try
our very best to do what we tell everybody else.
We're insured for earthquake. We're not insured for flood.
No.
There's also a landslide endorsement you can get, which is a nice thing to have too. So anyway, my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy. We'll be back on radio next week, unless there's an earthquake happens or the water rises, right? Okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right. All righty. Next week.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.